Welcome back to LA Confidential. My name is Chauncey Talese, and I'm the NFL editor for SportsLittleDay.com. It's a great website. You should all subscribe. Use the promo code LA Confidential to get 10% off the monthly, yearly, and lifetime pass. Wes, Brian, welcome back. It's been 2 weeks since we last spoke.
I know.
Vacation.
Yeah. Brian and I got in a fight, so we had to postpone the show.
Oh, no.
Stupid Eagles.
No, yeah, you were camping. I had family in town, and Brian was a ghost.
I wasn't a ghost.
I'm kidding.
I was literally on vacation for most of the week.
So yeah, we got some light NFL stuff to talk about. Ton of LA sports news. Some superhero shit, and finally catching up on some pop culture news.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's burn through the NFL stuff because it's pretty quick. So last week, Josh McCown retired. Rest in peace, Josh McCown. He was the man
of many jerseys.
The backup's backup.
Yeah.
Really, he was like the definition of a backup quarterback for like over 10 years.
Yeah, because he was, in the league for...
How long has it been? How long did he play for?
I want to say at least like 12 years. 12, 13 years.
It seems so much longer than that.
Yeah.
Like way longer than that. No, but you were always in good hands when Josh McCown played. Not so much Luke, but Josh, you're like, all right, I can live with this for like a half season.
Well, Luke has got the... Was it the Verizon Wireless?
Not anymore. It was like 1 year. Then they're like, no one knows who Luke McCown is, so let's move on.
Yeah, that's true.
But enjoy your retirement, Josh McCown. You'll be missed. Although I'm sure someone will try to call you in like October.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
We have a sad loss. Broncos owner Pat Bowlen died.
Rest in peace.
One of the most influential owners. He and Jerry are responsible for NFL going to Fox.
Yep.
They wanted the NFL to make more money because they actually had put all their money into their teams and needed to make it back.
Yeah.
So they made the NFL on Fox happen and changed the broadcast forever. And he won 3 Super Bowls.
Well, he
two.
Well, under his ownership, they won 3 Super Bowls.
I know. No disrespect.
Two more than the stupid Eagles.
And just as many as Jerry won with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's been a while, so at least the Broncos. I can remember when they won their last one.
Well, yeah, it was not even 5 years ago. Although it feels like 10 now.
That was the Von Miller contract, right? Was
that after that? Yeah, he earned it.
Well, yeah,
Super Bowl MVP.
He's still a beast. So.
And CBS really wanted to give it to Peyton Manning. You could tell, like, Jim Nance was very bummed they gave it to Von Miller.
Oh yeah.
Why would it wasn't even a quarter.
I know. Game. That's my point. But CBS like, oh, please let him, like, go out. Because you want the sheriff, the last run for the sheriff. But no, Von Miller dominated. But that's
I forgot that that's what they were calling him, was the sheriff.
It's like, what the fuck did they call him, the sheriff? I don't even remember that.
Omaha! Omaha! I guess that sounds kind of creepy.
I guess.
Put your hands up in the air!
But we're in the death portion of NFL news, even though the season's 10 weeks away.
It's 10 weeks away.
Fantasy football thoughts, though. Hey, we got a meeting coming up. Can we do that in August before I leave?
We are doing it. You don't fucking read the emails.
I don't read.
I sent out the league. Invite. Well, it's all scheduled.
Oh, I don't know when it was.
When it is, because it's coming up.
Wait, when is it?
August 24th. The meeting. The draft's the 31st.
Okay.
Is the first game's on September 5th?
Got it.
Okay, good. Check your email.
Okay.
Anyway, but we're at the portion before training camp opens where there's no news to talk about, so...
Yeah, it's real slow.
It's dark. Right now we're running on rumors.
Yeah.
Like, Michael Thomas and Julio Jones are alleged to get their extensions before camp. They both should.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whoever gets paid first will set the market, then the other person will reset the market.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I can see... Thomas getting his deal done first, and then Julio topping it.
It's a big deal, because...
But, I mean, I think Julio deserves it.
They both do.
Well, yeah, but if we're going to go, who deserves it more?
True. I mean, Michael Thomas did help me win a title last year in fantasy, so...
Just hang on
Brag
to it.
Brag much?
I know, right?
Brag much?
I haven't
said
anything.
We could change the podcast to the Champions Podcast, because we've all won.
That's true.
Oh,
we could do that now. I just thought of that.
And it honestly has gotten harder and harder to win. in our fantasy league. Respectfully, like, I think, like, we do a really good job. Like,
we're not turning this into a fantasy podcast. I'm stopping you right now.
Oh, okay.
That's, like, one of the most obnoxious things.
Just saying, no tacos in the group right now, okay?
No, no. That's true.
I mean, it's still too early for Gabe, but, no, you know. It's,
yeah,
it's
Gabe's learning. Okay. Gabe's learning.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyway, my point was... where was I? Oh, yeah. No, Michael Thomas and Julio Jones will get extended. Amari Cooper is probably going to get extended before camp, if not Dak.
Yeah.
Dude, there's no way they're going to pay Amari if they pay Dak.
They're going to pay
Dak. Well, one of them's going to get it before camp.
They're going to do Dak first.
Yeah, oh, heck yeah.
And then Amari's going to be either during training camp or during the season.
I mean, is he going to... I guess they could technically.
Because it seems like they're close. Because I keep hearing whispers that they're gonna make him, that they're gonna pay him.
Well, yeah. I mean, they've come out publicly saying that that's what they want to do, and you know, obviously they've both come out saying that they're working on Dak right now.
They've been saying that, dude.
Well, like, yeah.
Since the I've lost track now since the beginning of everything started. They've been saying.
Well, yeah. You know, they're trying to do it to where it's. It's smart for them because they don't want to be financially or like cap strapped to the cap like they were in the Tony Romo years with all the, you know, with the line and the defensive players like Ware and Ratliff and all them. So having to restructure every year sucks. So I get it, and that's why I'm glad Stephen Jones is kind of handling it, saying, hey, we need to do what's best for the team and not best for the individual player. So...
And so it brings us to the end of our unofficial trip to the Cowboy Corral.
Yeah, that's right.
Not brought to you by Whataburger. Whataburger, stop calling us the in and out of the Southwest.
Yeah.
Do we have any Eagles Nest?
No.
No, do we? I'm serious.
No,
do we?
I don't think so, actually.
No?
No, everything's good.
Sure? I could have sworn, no, nothing.
Other than the Winsick extension?
No, we already talked about that.
I know, that's...
Oh, damn.
Other than they suck.
I mean... Well, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but this happened around the same time. Malcolm Jenkins is back at camp.
We won't cover that. All right, we'll cover Eagles Nest, and then something happens, I guess.
No, we're good.
All right, well, I guess the last thing I want to talk about NFL-wise before we move on to the fun stuff. Since training camp's coming up, all of us have coaches that are, in one way or another, going to be coming under scrutiny this year. So what are some coaching questions you have for Jason Garrett and Doug Peterson and for me, Sean McVay?
Are we going to continue the clapping?
You know he's going to continue the clapping. I mean, yours is in the biggest hot seat.
Yeah. Honestly, the biggest question mark is going to be on offense because we know what the defense can do. And it's just a matter of if Kellen Moore's offense is going to take off and are we going to get the same struggles that we had the first half of the season last year, and something happens, or to spark the change, but...
Will it not be predictable by week 11?
I mean, that's the one good thing about the Cowboys, that there's always drama.
I don't even mean drama, just be like, alright, well, I know what play they're going to run here.
Well, yeah, but, I don't know, we'll have to wait and see. I guess the person to hear will be preseason. Well, actually, no, training camp, because I'm going to go to training camp again this year.
I know.
Yeah. I got to take my boys.
I'll try to go if it's like a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to definitely be on the weekends.
Yeah, I miss Cowboys camp. It's really fun. The Rams camp is all the way in Irvine, so I don't get to go.
Yeah, plus you get to see your boy, Tavon.
Until they cut him.
Yeah.
You know he'll be a June cut.
Oh, I know he's going to be a June cut, just based off of who we have on the roster right now. Meanwhile, I mean, unless he just has a stupid good camp, like
he's not good.
Well, I mean, the only thing you could say is that he's healthier than Hearns.
Well, gee, if that's the only requirement, shit.
I'm just saying, with that ankle injury, you don't know if he's going to be coming back 100%.
I don't think I think it was literally his leg snapped.
No, he dislocated his ankle.
I still think he's better than Tavon Austin.
I still think he's better than Tavon Austin, but... I mean, he had one, realistically, like, a handful of good plays. He had the one touchdown against the Giants. I think he had a good punt return at some point during the year.
That's his that's the summation of his career. One really good punt return.
Yeah.
2 months later, he scores a touchdown because no one remembers he's on the field. And then it's like, oh, cool, Tavon's got it to get. Oh, never mind. He's good. He's gone.
Exactly.
So I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the internet telling me, oh, no, Tavon Austin, just got to find the right system. Sure. He had Sean McVay, and Sean McVay couldn't make him work. So apparently, you know. Just saying, you can't use the wall. He was in Jeff Fisher's offense forever.
Exactly, and
he sucks. Like, it's okay.
Yeah, it's.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad we didn't waste the high pick.
Doug Peterson, yeah, I know, right? Or trade up.
Yeah.
How about you? Is there anything you're like, man, what's Doug Peterson gonna do about this?
Not yet. Really.
Carson Wentz is back.
I'm gonna say.
Well, that's also. Who knows what's going to happen with that? I mean, his playing needs to change, but everybody knows that, so we'll see. That'll just pan out in the season, but I do like the weapons that we have. I mean, if you're Doug, you're happy because you got Deshaun Jackson, so you got that burner now.
Is he still a burner, though? Like, are we
Dude, he had a great season last year.
Okay.
He doesn't look like he's slowing down.
He's
older.
I'm just asking questions.
We just needed a deep threat, and I think he's better than both. When we had Torrey Smith, and from last year we had
Torrey Smith. By the way, I think he got cut by the. Didn't Torrey Smith get cut by the Panthers? I feel like he did.
No, I think he's still there.
Oh well,
because I think he's their number one since they got rid of Funches.
Oh my god!
Well, my point being is that Deshaun Jackson doesn't have to be the person to catch the ball. He spreads he messes with the defense.
True.
And then you've got Zach Ertz, who's one of the best tight ends in the league. He's still got Mr. Hands, Alshon Jeffrey, which. That sucked, but he's still a great receiver. And then you've got the second year tight end.
Okay.
And
what's
his name?
I don't want to say it.
Oh, why?
The D word.
What?
Dallas Goedert.
Oh. Yeah. Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
Because his parents are Cowboys fans, I guess. I don't know. But anyway,
nothing wrong with that.
And then the defense is still going to be run by Schwartz. So,
well, yeah, but I mean, like with him, I'm just wondering because like last year they
got
to.
Do you think he's going to use the Schwartz?
Probably, I would.
At least I don't have to worry about him getting hired as a head coach anymore because that ship was probably sailed.
Yeah. I don't know. Probably he probably. You never know, man.
Because I mean, if he
gets another shot, it's going to be a short shot.
No, but he got offered after the Super Bowl and no one picked him up. So I'm just saying it's.
I don't care. I'd rather him run our defense.
Oh, good.
He does a good job, and the rotation is incredible.
He's got to get him to start off stronger because last year they were sluggish. I don't know if it was a Super Bowl hangover or what.
Well, a lot of people were getting hurt. Our defense got hurt before all of our offense did. It was just
until the artist formerly known as Big Dick Dick came in, their offense was kind of kind of struggling.
Yeah, well, I mean, but
they just looked at a sink out of tune.
I brought this up though. If you look at the numbers,
okay.
Carson still had good numbers.
I'm not blaming Carson. I'm just saying, for whatever reason, Peterson just there was a sense of urgency towards the end of the year.
Yeah, and I mean, they didn't have a running back. They had no running game.
Okay,
that's hopefully fixed.
Asking questions.
Oh, no, I know. I'm not mad. I'm just saying.
You don't have to get defensive on why your team sucks.
You know what? When I went to my game. Last year, they won. When you went to your game, which was a more important game, you lost.
Yeah, but we still came back, damn it. That's all that matters. It wasn't a blowout.
All that matters is that W or that L, and you got a fat L.
Hey, you lost that week too, all right?
Yeah.
Day later.
Oh, yeah, we did. That's right.
Day later.
Yeah, so suck it.
It's okay. We didn't get run over, though, in the first half.
Yeah,
literally run over.
Yeah, but we didn't give up either.
How many yards did they have against the Cowboys? It was quite a bit. It was like an Eric Dickerson day with two players. It was like 200 yards.
Yeah.
That wasn't even throwing. And you let Goff get a first down. What's wrong with your stellar defense? Goff?
I don't know. I mean, you guys let Breeze run on you?
That guy's old as fuck.
Breeze just... No, that was the punt. It was that weird punt play is what kind of screwed things up for us that took us out of the game. But honestly... Worse.
You let a fake punt win? Or get a first down? I don't even remember your game.
Well, they had that gadget dude. What's his name? The one that they use for random stuff.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's done it multiple times in the season. Mm-hmm. It's because nobody has tape on. Nobody was going to do.
That's fine.
It is what it is. But honestly, I don't know. I mean, because then you... I don't know.
Okay.
I can't get mad. I can't get that mad at that game because, like, seeing how the NFC Championship turned out, I mean, that was insane.
That was atrocious.
For who?
Saints.
For the Saints. Yeah.
I'm trying to reel them in. All right.
Nope. I would have liked to see the Saints. I will say, I would have liked to see the Saints beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Well. To tell Sean,
I would have liked to see the Rams beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
I would have liked the Rams to show up.
Tell Sean Payton not to blow a 13-point lead,
yeah,
and then to also blow it in overtime.
Yes, he took the bait.
And give up the field goal. No, yeah. No. Just saying, that's what happened.
Dance, puppet, dance.
That's well, what about that hit?
Okay, but then why did they let him get the field goal in the next drive anyway?
No, but I'm saying, do you think that hit was complete and other...
No, but here's the thing.
He doesn't think it was...
It didn't decide the game.
It would have.
It did not decide the game, though.
It, of course, because they didn't get the damn call.
No.
You what? Know what decided the game?
That they played in New Orleans.
No, the pass interference.
Oh.
Come on. Take the bait.
Well, even after that, you know, the Saints...
I don't hate the Rams.
The Saints didn't have to give up that field goal, and then Drew Brees didn't have to throw that interception to John Johnson in overtime.
All this aside, it doesn't matter because who won the damn Super Bowl? A team we all hate.
The Patriots.
Okay?
Anyway.
That's the point.
So for me...
Nobody's happy with who won and how they won that Super Bowl, except for them.
The city of Boston.
And Boston. Yes. Thank God they lost the freaking Stanley Cup this year.
And, yeah, but they're also getting Kemba Walker, so...
Okay.
That's depressing. Anyway, my thing with Sean McVay, I just want him to see if he can, you know, elevate his offense more. Because that was what murdered them in the Super Bowl, was his inability to just adjust. He stuck to the program and didn't budge. So I'm kind of hoping he, you know, innovates, pushes his offense further. Gets more creative, adjusts more.
Well, I mean, kind of take a step back in terms of...
Because now the league's catching up.
Well, that, and can they sit there and move past that as a team?
I think they can.
So...
That would
be my first concern.
Yeah,
is there going to be a Super Bowl hangover?
I don't think so. Like, it doesn't feel like it, because they're all saying the right things.
Yeah. Well, it helps that they didn't show up, so...
All right.
They're more fresh.
It's hard to get them out and show up to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But, you know, they added a couple more adults on defense... Aaron Donald is more motivated than ever.
Yeah, plus this is the first offseason he's been.
Yeah, he'll be in training camp.
What, in 2 years?
Yeah.
So
that'll be nice.
Yeah.
But they seem to have subtly addressed the running back problem. They have Malcolm Brown back, and they have that Daryl Henderson kid. So
yeah,
early one.
They have
Coop will be back.
They have Cheeseburger.
Nope.
CJ Anderson on speed dial just in case.
No, he's in Detroit. Remember.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Earned another job.
He's at the White
Castle. He's there to fight
he's
another
at the White
day.
Castle.
He's at the White Castle in Detroit.
I think Goff is probably the biggest question mark for everybody.
He's always going to be the biggest question mark. Even when they give him a huge deal, he's still going to be the biggest question mark.
Well, you said yourself, you're not sure if he's going to get that huge deal if he doesn't play as well.
I mean, if he plays like shit, he'll still have the fifth-year option. That Wentz has no. Well, no. Well, Wentz still has it, right? Because
it's part of the
contract. Yeah. Okay. But I mean, he'll have the fifth-year option, so he'll get another year. But
to prove himself,
yeah. So it's still a 2-year question.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine, but with McVay, I just want him to get more creative. That's all.
Yeah.
By the way, happy engagement, Sean McVay.
Oh, you engaged?
Yeah, he did.
Did his pullback coach or whatever pop the question?
No. But it was. It was nice for him to give someone else a ring, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
We're coming with jokes this episode.
Well, hey, that's my proof that I'm on a shameless homer.
Did she prep her 15 seconds before, too?
Moving on. Moving on.
Not a sexual joke. It was a joke.
I wasn't saying it was. I'm just saying your joke died.
No, it didn't.
What you guys couldn't hear was those crickets chirping right now.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm interested to see that. I really want to see if that's a thing this year.
Uh-huh. All right, moving on to the other LA news. Cody Bellinger is an all-star starter for the Dodgers. Woo!
Yep.
The season's half over, and the Dodgers are kicking ass. They're running away with an NL West.
Yep.
Yeah, and who would have thought, too, because started the season off pretty rocky.
They're all right.
Last year, too, though.
Well, it helps.
Well, last year was worse.
No,
last year, legitimately thought they weren't making the playoffs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like,
and
oh yeah, we're
up.
Good.
And they picked it up. Yeah.
I mean, it helps when you have like 3,000 games.
That's true.
Yeah. But now they're at least they're the first to 50 wins in the whole league, so that's nice.
They have a lot of good, it seems like a lot of good energy, too. Mm-hmm. They're all having fun.
Yeah, and they're probably going to get a couple of relievers or something.
But... after watching the last two World Series, I'm just kind of just...
Hey, look, this is the year, damn it.
Okay.
Third time's the charm.
Okay.
That's why that saying
Don't
was
tell
made.
That to the Bills.
Well, but they're cursed.
Yeah.
They're cursed. We'll get to the NBA stuff in a second. I did want to do a couple quick Pac-12 hits because apparently the NCAA threatened the Pac-12 and banning him from championship bowl games.
Is that because of messing with, like...
No, what happened was California trying to make it so that the schools can, like, give their footwear players a little bit of money.
Okay.
And the NCAA is like, we don't do that. Only ritual
education.
Only.
No, I'm saying because of education. Like, because that's the. I don't know if.
Sure.
Is it in like an unwritten rule?
No, it was the phrase like amateur athlete was invented by someone who really didn't want to pay their pay players.
Yeah, but also it's.
It's
a weird situation. That's for sure.
No, it's like give them a little something because you know the NCAA makes billions every year on bowl games, whereas players like don't have money for clothes and they get in trouble if someone gives them extra food in the mess hall.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like the Oklahoma players, I guess they're at some pasta dinner and they, God forbid, they were given an extra plate of pasta.
I was thinking,
and then
of,
they were like the NCAA was investigating.
Well, I was thinking
them.
Along the lines of like, so you give players, you technically they're all students to the colleges, you give them money, but then what about students that are there on scholarships or something like that? They don't get any paid money, you know, because they're not an athlete.
But they can work.
They're practicing.
Like
if you're
an offensive lineman at USC, it's not like you can have time to go work at the In-N-Out after practice.
I don't know. I mean, I could see where there's a lot of different things.
He's like, yeah, they're openly. Yeah. But, you know, and plus, like, if they get hurt, they can lose their scholarship and then they got nothing.
That's true, yeah.
And it's like, you know. But anyway, the California was, I guess, going to do something where they were going to let the players have, like, a little something. Like, not like a bunch, like a ton of money, but the NCAA is like, no, we're going to, if you do that, we'll ban you. And the Pac-12 is like, joke's on you. We weren't making the championship anyway.
Boom. Roasted.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're not even going to be anywhere near the top four.
Nope.
None of them.
Yeah. Take that.
Oregon sometimes
show
a little bit.
There
actually,
was some good news, bad news for USC. Zach Taylor, who's now the coach of the Bengals, said Urban Meyer might be the coach of USC next year, which made me fall over hard laughing. Because just that, you know, it's like USC is just dying to have like win every bad optics game ever. Because coming off like the cheating scandal, they're going to hire a guy who was fired from Ohio State because he's a douche.
Did he actually get fired? I thought.
Oh no, he resigned, yeah. But because they weren't really going to fire him, but it was like he has to go,
right?
Because he's a liar, and allows you know.
Well, it also makes the college look bad, so they don't want that on there.
Well, Lynn Swann's doing a heck of a job.
Yeah.
It's amazing he's kept his job, honestly. Yeah, after, because you think after the whole cheating scandal thing at SC, he would have been like, you know what, Lynn, it's fine. You were great. You were a legend here.
Yeah.
You were great in The Waterboy. Back on Dios.
Yeah.
But nope. Dios. If he hires Urban Meyer, it's going to be a really fun press conference.
Oh, boy.
Urban will say, no, I did some soul searching. I'm going to screen my staff better. When people ask me something, I'm not going to lie about it that much. So, but would you be upset if they went with Urban Meyer?
Honestly, at this point, who cares? I mean, he's won championships, so...
He left a lot of mess in his wake.
Yeah.
The Gators have never
recovered.
I'm pretty sure Ohio State's not going to recover.
Honestly, whatever. Yeah, I don't really have an answer for it.
Last little thing, shout out to the Women's World Cup team kicking ass. They made the Elite
Eight. Yeah. Tomorrow, Friday. Oh, God.
Who did I play tomorrow?
France.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the game. It's at
this
noon.
Is the we're in the semifinals already, right?
Yeah.
The final eight.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, and a lot of them... Well, a lot of people are picking this game to be the game that's going to show, like, everybody's... If you're going to put money on it like that, one of these two teams would win the Super Bowl. God.
They're going to win the Super Bowl.
The World Cup.
That's
okay.
Soccer.
It's okay. Julia Ertz, husband.
That's right.
He won a Super Bowl, so...
And she's going to win another World Cup. She's the more successful athlete in that marriage.
She was also voted when they won. I think it was the year that they went on to win the World Cup 4 years ago.
Yeah,
she was voted MVP for the
my
nation,
point.
Best
my
player.
Point exactly.
So
she's the more successful Ertz in that marriage.
But I don't. Here's the thing with both those teams. They looked so dominant in their respective groups. In both their first elimination games, they could have. It was close. They were close games against not great teams. So both of them.
Well, hey, Japan! Japan won in 2011.
Japan's out.
I know the U.S. beat them, right?
No, they're done now.
Oh,
they're already gone.
My bad.
All the teams are, I think, are Europe. Most of them are European. You got, I mean, you have the U.S. obviously, but then you've got Germany, you've got England, you've got
France.
Obviously, France. I think Norway. Norway's one of them. They
really?
Stuck in there. Sweden too. Yeah. Well, Swedes are good. They're pretty good.
All the major players are beer fest.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Norway should not have. Honestly, it was cool to like root for Norway because they're kind of like a dark horse. But
USA.
But they shouldn't have been in there. Oh no, I'm interested to see what happens because I think both France and U.S. want to wash the bad taste of that. Of a kind of a not a usual level of where they're both at, because both of them, like I said, they're both very dominant. They didn't play hard teams.
Well, Merca's gonna win.
Okay,
we're head and shoulders above everyone else in the world as far as the women's side.
I they're great.
I just hope that once the women's team wins, they actually get paid.
Yeah,
and like
yeah.
the men's team, they get paid to suck.
Yep. Losers. Well, the men's team is they're closing in on another Gold Cup possibly. Championship.
Cool. Do something in the World Cup. Call me when it's what is it? Is the next one? Is the next one 2020? No, it's 2020 in Qatar, right? It's still in Qatar.
2022.
Oh, really?
The World Cup just happened like a year ago. It's 4 years.
Oh. Well.
I think it was 2000.
Brazil felt like. Oh, that's right. It was the Russia one.
Yeah.
That's right. It was last year. Yeah, 2022 in Qatar.
Yep.
Because corruption.
Yep.
Yep. So that'll be.
FIFA's corrupt. Well, no, just Qatar getting it was just bad. Because they're like, hey, let's play a summer sport where it's 122 on average. Sign me up for that, FIFA.
Yep.
And again,
there's a bunch of players in countries that aren't happy about it still.
No shit. So, it's 122.
And on top of the other issues, so.
Well, yeah, but I mean, just from ignoring all that.
I know.
The weather conditions.
It's a sport where you're doing cardio for 90 plus minutes nonstop.
When they had the Brazil one, or even the
at least the Brazil one, they had stadiums.
Well, but even the
Brazil was a mess too. But like,
yeah, but even for the Olympics with Brazil, it was really tough
that was
on
bad.
That. It was tough.
They didn't have everything built. The river was
not just that, but also the weather, because it was so humid. It was, I mean, it was ridiculous.
And who would have thought?
The swimmers.
Who would have thought that a South American country that used to be all rainforest would be humid?
Yeah, that's nuts. So,
I mean, I know it's a different hemisphere, so technically it might have been winter, but they're in the higher end.
Listen,
of the...
I'm excited. I just hope to God the men can qualify. That's it.
Well,
that's all I want.
Regardless, they'll still get paid more than the women's team because FIFA rules.
Yeah.
Anyways, now getting to the NBA, we have to congratulate the Toronto Raptors who won the NBA Finals during our bye week. So congratulations, Kawhi Leonard.
Did who won the bet in terms of
how many games?
How many games? Yeah, I said 2.5, so I definitely lost.
Yeah,
I had
Warriors and
Raptors though, didn't you?
Probably.
I think you said
Toronto.
You were. Yeah.
So I have won.
Although it was kind of a bummer
by default.
Yeah.
Moron.
Clay tearing his ACL and KD blowing his Achilles were really sad though.
Oh god, it was so bad. And they still almost forced a game.
I know.
I mean,
if
Steph had an open look.
And Draymond really screwed up.
Yeah.
But, you know.
They could have forced a game 7, but even with a game 7, they were not.
No, because it would have just been Curry on
fumes.
They were completely
done.
You know what? No, the Warriors handled it well. They, you know, Curry said he's more proud of this team than ever because they, like, fought. They hung in there. They dealt with a lot of crap.
That's true, though. I mean, that's but it's...
But who had a better celebration? Toronto or Philly?
Well, look, nobody ate horse shit in Toronto, so I would say Toronto.
Just a couple people got shot.
I still say that's better.
I mean, you gotta leave it to the Canadians for trying to one-up.
If you think that's good bad, wait till the Maple Leafs win a Stanley Cup and the city will burn to the ground.
I know.
Because it's been over 50 years.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yep.
They're waiting.
It
may not even need to be the Maple Leafs.
No, that's the team.
I know. They have the most history.
That's the team.
Because
the Blue Jays, no one cares. Plus, they won in like 93.
It's like the next
92,
basketball.
Pretty much. That's more big, about as big
Nuggets,
as that.
Yeah, Calgary.
No, but like the Maple Leaves is like for Toronto. Like,
no,
that's it.
No, I know. But I'm just naming the other Canadian teams.
The Winnipeg Jets.
Yep.
They actually made the playoffs.
Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, I said the Canadians.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Ottawa Senators.
And that was the one I didn't say.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anywho, so KD opted out of his $31.3 million player option, and whispers are saying that he's going to join Kyrie in Brooklyn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bold move.
Well, you're not going to play for the Knicks. That's suicide.
I'm just saying, like,
the Nets are good.
I know, but if you're a team and you have a player that's 1 year removed.
Yeah, but, paying a 1 year tax. Basically, you'll pay a 1 year tax while KD recovers, and you still have Kyrie.
That's true.
And, like, they're a deeper team.
And this is coming from a Cowboys fan. He said, you know, we drafted Jalen Smith, and he didn't play a year, so.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
The Google images for the
Google.
The YouTube images, which is. Okay, it's Google. But for when the reaction for all the Knicks players.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Knicks fans for when the draft happened are so funny.
Well, they got RJ Barrett. That was fine.
You just got to watch.
I've seen it.
Oh, they're so funny. They're so funny. They just gave up.
That's
they
the
just
best.
Were like, well, God, I'm fucked.
You got to love New York fans.
Yeah.
The Giants started it off with their
a draft,
their
first, just yeah. literally a lottery. Like no, I just
well, yeah, everybody didn't get Zion. I didn't get Zion. That
but
was
just
rough.
Like the God damn. I mean, it was like a last minute loss, like a shocking loss. Yeah. To them. People are throwing beers at their like TV.
That's the Knicks, man. They just know they're screwed.
It's so entertaining. It's pleasant.
Anywho, the Nets are probably going to get Kyrie and maybe Durant. We'll see. Kyrie's also been linked to the Lakers, which we'll get to them in a minute. I'm carving a whole time for them because, dear Lord. Other free agency news. Well, D'Angelo Russell's also been linked to the Lakers because the Nets are clearly not keeping him because they know they're getting Kyrie. Let's see. Mike Conley got traded to the Utah Jazz. That was good for the Jazz.
Yeah.
Because they needed another point guard desperately. Damn it. Kemba Walker's rumored to be going to the Celtics, because the Celtics cleared out a bunch of cap room during the draft. So, way to sell out, Kemba. Although, apparently, he would have taken the Supermax if Michael Jordan had actually offered it to him in Charlotte. Michael MJ lowballed Kemba, which, nice. Like, that's... I read that story, I'm like, that sounds about right.
Well, he's got to save some money for that Space Jam 2 movie. So.
Well, he isn't going to producer credit on it, so that's LeBron's show.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to the Lakers, because that was just delightful. While we were gone, the Lakers traded for Anthony Davis. They made it happen.
Yep.
Rob Pelinka over fucking paid.
But,
we don't have a draft pick until 2026.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. On top of that, our team is kind
of... Well, I think two of them are pick swaps, which is still dark, because those are after LeBron's gone. So,
well, as of right now, if you really look at it, all we have are three players.
You have Davis, Kuzma, and LeBron.
Yep.
Because they made a trade today. They traded some second-round picks and the rest of their team to the Wizards, so they can get to one more max spot.
We're gonna be getting fans, hiring fans. Well, off the court.
The fun rumor is that they're really making a push for Kawhi too. I don't think it'll happen, but that would be fucking hilarious. The Clippers carved out two max spots. They're like, all year we're getting Kawhi, you guys. They get nervous when he wins a title. Like, oh, he might stay in Toronto. Then if he ends up a Laker, amazing. Like, I would feel so guilty, but I'd be like, you know what, whatever.
I would just laugh if that was the case. Like,
that would be incredible.
Like the news breaks, like, oh, Kawhi's coming to the Lakers.
Oh, NBA Twitter will
and
melt.
And then the commissioner's like, nope, we're not letting
Adam Silver's not a dick.
we're not letting this whole Chris Paul thing 2.0 roll out again.
How did that work out for Chris Paul, though?
Oh, well, he and Harden hate each other, which makes those State Farm commercials amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you saw that story. But,
oh, yeah, I know that.
Oh, yeah, their relationship's, like, severed.
Yeah.
And the only problem is they can't
nuclear.
Get... Nuclear.
It's the nuclear in the locker room, too.
Yep. Clint Capella's going to be traded to the Celtics, maybe. They're looking at that. Because they got to replace Horford. Who might be a Pelican, I've heard. Yeah. Which, that team's going to be insane. So, here, in case you...
Noise.
So, the Pelicans... Here's what the Pelicans got for Anthony Davis. They got cash from the Wizards, because it's now a three-team trade. They get Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, and all the Lakers' draft picks until 2025. That's an overpay. But Anthony Davis did waive his $4 million trade waiver. And mysteriously got LeBron James's number in exchange.
Yep.
And a part in Space Jam 2.
I was wondering what was going to happen with that 23, because it seems like Davis was very invested, because he has the necklace and all that
stuff. Yes, he's $4 million invested into that number.
Okay.
$4 million.
Okay. I'm just surprised that LeBron,
because LeBron gifted it to him.
He's going to take number six, which he wore for Miami Heat. That's what they're thinking he's going to do.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
And also, another clutch client might be joining the Lakers. J.R. Smith might be a Laker, taking the minimum. Carmelo Anthony's rumored to be one of the guys because he'll work for food. I'm kidding. His investment portfolio is actually pretty solid, apparently. But still, he might be getting divorced. Is he divorced from Lala?
I don't know. I don't care.
I'm just saying. He might have to. I don't know what he has to pay because I don't know.
Probably a lot. Basketball players are not typically known for.
Well, no. This generation has. They're all into investing now.
Good for them.
Yeah,
it's good.
Like apparently Lil Aldang, just on real estate investments alone in New York, $125 million.
Oh wow.
I know. Plus, he's getting all that money not to play for the Lakers. Remember that?
Okay.
They're still paying him on that deal. Which is incredible, because he died when they were signed them to that deal in the first place.
Bad.
Oof. Anyway, so... How do you feel about getting Davis?
We got Davis.
Who, by the way, also isn't opting into his deal, so he'll be a free agent next year, so...
I'm going to be honest. The thing that I'm most worried about is that there's no...
other players on the team.
There's little room for error. There's no room for error.
There isn't any.
Because one of those guys get hurt, you're in the same situation. LeBron's coming off of an injury that was just really, really kind of messed him up, which was not even like a significant injury, but it was something that definitely lingered.
Well, LeBron's going into year 18,
and then Davis
so
has gotten hurt. Davis has been getting hurt.
He always is perpetually hurt.
So, yeah, that concerns me.
It's that unibrow weighing down.
I still love that we have Kuzma. I like Kuzma.
Mm-hmm.
He really came into his own, and it's not easy to do in L.A. where, we're all
I love Kuzma.
Crazy.
No, the only thing that New Orleans gets in the trade that I think they lost out on is they get LaVar Ball now.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, that's going to be the Lakers' biggest mistake of all time.
Is letting him go? Trash talk.
Well, and not signing there is two other loser kids. One of whom's in Australia now.
Exactly.
I
love how the dad came out and said that. Like, that is the Lakers' biggest mistake of all time in their franchise.
Yeah.
And then Shaq's like second biggest.
Well,
I love Shaq.
I do too.
Barkley and Shaq are. Shaq is nothing without Barkley. Actually, nobody is anything.
They're
about
both delightful people for a variety of different
Shaq's
reasons.
Still kind of like it's like kind of hit and miss sometimes with that.
Hey, he was great on Shark Week last year, right?
Oh, I didn't know he was on Shark Week.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he was the host.
Yeah,
he was the celeb host.
I don't know. I mean, I think I still got a long way to go. They got hurdles upon hurdles.
They got the $32.5 million. I'm really hoping that if don't pay D'Angelo like the max. Like, get D'Angelo Russell and use the rest of the money and like fill out with second tier guys.
Right.
Even though a bunch of people are going to be overpaid now. Like, this is going to be one of those Wolf of Wall Street cocaine summers.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be some really dumb deals. I can smell it.
Well, I mean, they're also...
It's like, we got all this money to burn.
They're going
to
pack this...
Why not?
We're still talking about the Lakers, right?
Well, in general.
Well, they're going to just... Hey, I mean, one thing you got to get... They're going to pack those seats for at least half the season.
Well, yeah. Oh, look at... And you know what, though? Davis will
pack
resign.
Those
that's
the
whole point.
They're going to pack the stadium. I mean, everybody's going to
be fine.
Them.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean...
And especially once the third... Because there's got to be a third person, because that's why they made that trade in the first place.
Right, yeah.
Like, they have to know something, because free agency starts on Sunday, even though it probably started 2 weeks ago.
Well, calls.
Well, during the finals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's...
You're not allowed to tamper, but it probably started 2 weeks ago.
Like, that's the NFL, too, like...
But the NBA is way worse.
Well, yeah.
Because, you don't hear in, October, it's like, I heard Julian Edelman's been talking to the...
Collusion! It's collusion!
Like, there's a reason why the KD to the Knicks stuff was, the dominant story, because it came out, last year.
Yeah.
The only guarantee I can say is Clay is going to stay with the Warriors.
Yeah.
That's the only one I know for sure.
Yep. He's going to miss a lot of time, too.
Oh, yeah. He'll be back by March. If they can make a playoff run, he'll be back by March.
We'll see.
But I'm really glad the Lakers, it looks like they got it together a little bit. Even though now it looks like we're subsidizing clutch sports.
It's the money situation and not having... I mean, yeah, they have options, but, I mean, ultimately now you're... Yeah, no. And they're putting, I mean, they put their hand on the table, and
they had to do something.
This is it. So
it's, I still think Rob Polinka should have been fired.
So.
All right, moving on to some superhero shit. Avengers Endgame finally passed Avatar because they released new footage.
Yeah.
Which, sure.
I feel like they purposely did that.
No kidding.
Suck at Avatar.
Even though I don't know why they're competing with Avatar, because they own Avatar now too. That came over.
You know what? You know what?
I'm just saying, because then it's gonna be like, well, Avatar 2 overtakes Avengers Endgame. You know that's coming.
Yeah, it's
hit them against each other.
Yep. Well, it's all for the bottom line.
Well, you know who the real winner is. That
Avengers
Disney.
Endgame Part 2.
Yep, Disney. Disney's the real winner, always and forever.
Yeah.
What was
to
the new
footage? And beyond.
What was it? Well, we're getting to that. What was the new footage anyway?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. I know it's a Stan Lee tribute at the end, which, you know, I'm already. God, that's heartbreaking.
Well, there's a battle between Red Skull and Captain America.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Dude, I was like, that would have been great.
Well,
like,
when he goes back in the show, because he has to return the stone.
Return the soul stone, yeah. And like, Red Skull's like,
sorry.
What the fuck are you doing here?
You!
Sorry, everybody.
You're the reason I'm here.
That's a new job.
I know, right? So what is it? Don't you? Oh,
working,
right.
Working hard.
Yeah. What are you doing here? Oh, you know, I'm just returning this so I can go back to my wife and have some kids, you know. What's up with you?
I'm going to have some babies right now, if you don't mind, with my hot British wife.
I know, right?
Oh, where are you going? Oh, that's right. You're dead.
Yeah.
Or you're stuck.
You're
I don't know what you are.
You're going to hang out in the cave somewhere until someone comes to sacrifice their loved one.
My wife who had zero words in it.
Yeah.
Who had zero words in the last movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
All right. Well, I'm sure that'll be on the DVD that comes out on August 12th. So, you know. J.J. Abrams and his son are making a Spider-Man comic as nepotism.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the big, like, Marvel, like,
because everyone thought it was like, the crossover, and it just,
yeah, everyone thought it was going to be Spider-Man and Fantastic Four crossover, but it was, you know, really just this comic series, which, you know, could be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, the comic series I'm going to wait and see is DC is now, it looks, I'm calling it, they're making their Sinister Six.
Oh, who's in that?
Well, it's going based off of, I want to say it was last year or the year before, the Batman Who Laughs comic series, where it's showing the dark multiverse.
Oh.
And obviously the Batman Who Laughs is like the Joker. Yeah, the Joker Batman, so.
Oh.
And they haven't released, they released the first, because what's happening is, I guess, the dark multiverse is coming into the good multiverse, and the Batman Who Laughs is going to start contaminating good heroes, and they've already released the first person who got contaminated, and that's Shazam.
Wow. Not Shazam.
Yeah. I mean, it, like, based on, because it's going to be Batman and Superman have to pretty much go figure out who's going to be the who's the contaminated superheroes, and they kind of released the teaser with the last issue of, I think it's the last one before this new one with Batman and Superman.
That kind of reminds me, and it's very different, but there's a whole comic book strip on this, but there's Marvel Zombies.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that. A little bit different. It's different, but that they're all content, but I don't know, that's interesting. It popped in my head. That just popped into my head.
And speaking of Batman, there was a rumor about the who might be the villain in the Robert Pattinson Batman movie. Andy Serkis might be the bad guy. They don't say who he'd be playing yet.
Andy Serkis.
Come on.
No, I'm trying to think who would he play.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, you know who Andy Serkis is.
No, I'm trying to see who.
Do you know who Andy Serkis is?
I'm terrible with names, I'd have to.
Okay, Gollum, Caesar the Ape, he's in Black Panther.
Yeah, the CGI
King Kong.
Yeah.
But he also gets to be a person in Black Panther and King Kong, yeah.
Yeah.
So
he could literally be anybody.
Well, there was a group of fan posters teasing like who they would want to be villains. A couple good ones. Like, they have Andy Serkis. What? No. They had John Hamm, but not as Clayface, which I would have wanted him to be.
Right.
But they had him as Two-Face. Someone had Oscar Isaac as Hush. Andy Serkis as the Penguin. I forgot what the fourth one was, but it was pretty cool.
I don't think they would do Hush just yet, because people are still... I know that they're bringing out an animated movie of that, too. I think it'll be a little soon.
That'd be fun.
I don't think a lot of people would know who
It wouldn't matter, though, because, like, it's not like people... You know, when they did, like, Guardians, it's not like people, like, knew who the hell all those people were.
I think I know who it is.
Huh.
Man-Bat.
Oh.
That's who I think it is.
Oh, okay.
Because you can do literally the actor with the CGI. You can do both.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I think it's going to be Man-Bat. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, because you don't want to do villains you've like already done. Like, because you don't want to do like Scarecrow again because Nolan did that. Nobody said Man-Bat.
I'm saying it's got to be that one. That's what I mean.
Like, you can just do a whole, like, just do a villain they haven't done yet.
Right. I hope that's what it is.
Yeah, because no one's done the Joker.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
I guess, by the way, the Joker is going to be screening at the Venice Film Festival in September. So that's going to be weird.
Yeah. It'd be fantastic, too.
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. I don't know either.
Yeah. We'll find out. Also in Batman news, the Hollywood Reporter last week released a poll on the Batman approval ratings. I should say that they did not include Kevin Conroy or Will Arnett, even though they've been in Batman movies, too. Or they played Batman on screen, too.
Yep.
Bastards. So, who do you think was number one?
I'm going to say Michael Keaton.
No.
I'm going to say Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. Recency bias. It was the recency bias poll. Although, who do you think was dead last?
Ben Affleck.
No.
It
doesn't count.
Somebody that exists?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the dude from Batman Forever. Oh, no, George Clooney. No,
it was Val Kilmer.
That was Batman Forever. I was going to say that first, and then I switched to George
Clooney.
Although
Kilmer was better than Clooney.
Yeah,
so I was going to ask you, your Batman Mount Rushmore.
No, those nipples, man.
Batman Mount Rushmore. So that's four, right?
So people who've played Batman on screen.
So I would have Keaton be George Washington.
Well, you don't have to make movies.
I'm just kidding. Keaton is George Washington. Okay, yeah. So Keaton, Christian Bale, West, and...
I didn't play Batman.
West? What? That's like a basketball player.
Go on. And your fourth?
I would probably have to put Conroy. Yeah.
Good man.
Those are my four.
Yeah. Conroy, Bale, West, and I'm gonna throw Will Arnett. Yeah. Lego Batman.
Okay.
No, that's saying George Clooney's nipples. Those nipple suits, man.
Although, I would put Affleck in a... Oh, actually, shit, I forgot Keaton, huh?
Yeah.
Keaton.
Yeah, five now.
Keaton over Arnett.
Then you have the same picks for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I thought I said Keaton already, my bad. But yours, was it the same?
We could put another one on Mount Rushmore.
No.
What other president should we put on there?
Fine, my honorable mention is Will Arnett.
Okay. All right, go ahead. We should have Trump as the fifth one.
It's not that kind
of bad.
Way to pander to my dad.
If you're listening, Rocco.
He is. He's the only one that does.
That's not true. I listen to it, like, on my drive home.
Yeah, but you work here.
Okay, go. Oh, my God.
Go on.
I mean... Yeah, that's a good...
Sorry.
Keep the same?
Yeah,
it's the second time I've done that.
And it's also the 30th anniversary of the Tim Burton Batman with Keaton. I watched it the other night.
That's so good, still.
That just happened.
Yeah, I know.
A little outdated, but it's still so enjoyable.
You know,
it's the 80s. Of course it's outdated.
Hey, Star Wars is not outdated.
It's set in the future.
Well, no, I did.
We don't have flying spaceships.
There was a couple things that stood out. The Prince stuff aged really well.
Yeah.
Billy Dee Williams as Harvey Dent was still an awesome choice.
It's just too
bad they never got to get him to be Two-Face, because I think Burton did want to do that at some point.
Yeah.
Just Keaton's great. Kim Basinger's great. Jack Nicholson, still terrific.
Oh,
really
absolutely.
Wild movie, because like, when you watch it, like it really doesn't... It's barely held together. Like, when you think about
wasn't there stuff that came out with production on that? Because it seems like Tim Burton's productions are a lot of the times there's something weird.
No, because that's why he gets. That's why. But no, he's been. They've been fine. Like, there isn't like drama because he's one of. That's why he's a reliable studio guy.
Okay, before we wrap this up, I actually have a better question than Rushmore. top okay. four movies out of the four.
Oh, the Batman movies?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
I feel like I nailed the Rushmore one, so okay. I'm gonna let you guys do this.
Okay.
One. I know one that's gonna be in yours now. So
Ninja Batman.
Yep. Oh god, no.
It has to be one that had been in theaters.
Oh, is that what
that's,
we're going to do?
Because that was the rule for the Hollywood Reporter poll, too.
Oh, was it? Oh, I was just going to include them all. I was just saying for us. No, include anything. For
okay,
us.
Okay, fine.
Just include them. Four.
Damn.
Bad favorites. Turtles.
That's what I was going to say. Here we go.
Mask of the Phantasm, Dark Knight, the original Keaton. Oh, man.
Dude, you got to do the Adam West with the shark repellent.
I still have that on VHS, I think. Yeah, I got to do that one. With the honorable mention, like, just underneath that one, I would say...
I know which one I think you're going to say next.
What am I going to say?
Are you going to say the second Tim Burton?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, even though I like that one a lot.
Former sentence.
I would say, God, Batman, Dark Knight Rises.
Okay. Good choice.
That's even though that movie's a mess, but still, it's a fun movie.
I love that movie. I think Catwoman is even though it has no...
Hubba hubba.
Well, no, but there's no disrespect to the Catwoman with Michelle Pfeiffer, because she knocked it out of the park, too.
Yeah.
But it was still done all very right. well.
That's the net. Here, you do yours, and I have one. Then I'll throw in one more.
All right. I'd say... Oh, we're not doing it in terms of... one, so I'd say God, what's it? Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Heath Ledger Joker.
Sure.
Batman Ninja Turtles, because that's always just fun.
Sure.
Gotta include the Turtles in that.
Mm-hmm.
Under the Red Hood.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good one. Shoot. I didn't even think about that one.
My fourth one. Do we want to include, like, the Justice League ones or just...
Oh, yeah,
solo
back yourself up, buddy. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he has to be in it, though. Like, he can't be, like...
Well, yeah.
Okay.
In that case, Superman returns now.
Batman vs. Superman.
What's your fourth?
Fourth one. God, see, that's just hard. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
I guess let's go with Justice League War.
Okay. All right, last one. Last Batman-related Mount Rushmore. Best Batman villains on screen. Or best Batman villain performances.
So we're talking about actors or actresses?
Yeah, yeah, like, for instance, I'll go first.
Can be voices, too?
Yeah, it can be voices. Okay, that's what Conroy's on our Mount Rushmore.
Well, then you have to have Mark Hamill in it.
Exactly. Mark Hamill is the Joker. Heath Ledger is the Joker. Yes. Michelle Pfeiffer is Catwoman.
Yes.
It's
between Jack and somebody else, huh?
No.
Well, Jack's not on it?
No.
Oh, dude.
No. Oh, we're doing a Mount Rushmore at the villains.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought we were just doing my favorite villain.
And, damn... I forget the actor's name. He died, but the guy who played Mr. Freeze in Batman the Animated Series. And my honorable mention is Tom Hardy as Bane.
Oh, I would have put Bane on there. Tom Hardy was good and did what he could with it, but I don't think he was.
That's
the best
why he's an honorable mention.
Because he's like that in every movie. But okay,
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, dude. Like, Venom made money because of him. It was all him.
Can I do a crazy voice? Yeah, sure, Tom. Knock yourself out. Splendid. Did you see that show we had on FX, Taboo? Mother
yeah.
of God.
Yeah.
That was a heat check if I've ever seen a heat check.
Yep. Yeah.
You're giving me and my dad how much money to do this show? Okay. Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Oh, for my list?
Yeah.
My Mount Rushmore? Definitely Heath Ledger.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say... God, what's her name?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Thank you. I almost said Michelle Catwoman.
Works too.
Yeah.
We're tipping this casting for Michelle Catwoman.
I know, right? Hamill.
Yep.
I forgot about him.
God damn it.
God, my fourth one. Some dude, yeah.
I want to change my honorable mention now. Forgot the actress's name, but Harley Quinn.
Oh, you mean the one who did the voice series?
Not Margot Robbie, but the cartoon.
I'm just going to say I agree. Mark Hamill, definitely. I would put Jack Nicholson on there.
Oh.
I put all the Jokers on there.
Oh, just all Jokers? Just three Joker? Oh, even Leto?
No, those Jokers. No, not that.
Walking
Phoenix?
No, we don't know yet.
That wasn't really a Batman movie, so. But
was in
the horror movie.
Okay, so anyway,
he was in it to take down Deadshot. Hello.
Okay, no, I would do Nicholson, Hamill, Ledger, of course, and then... I want to put Michelle Pfeiffer on there, but I feel like I can
meow.
Put it right next, like put another person. You know what? I'm gonna put Penguin. I'm gonna
Danny
put Danny DeVito.
Wow,
he was perfect for that role.
That's very true.
He was. He looked. I mean, he did it. Like and that's and they're both great together.
And his parents were Dottie and Pee Wee. That's a
yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's what I'm gonna say. Or and then honestly, I could flip an honorable mention between. I could switch them if I wanted to, but it'd be Michelle Pfeiffer and Danny DeVito.
Okay,
they're both great.
All right,
and
moving
flip
up.
Them for a
moving on from the bat. Happy 30th anniversary, Batman.
Yeah.
if there's still a podcast or a world in a couple of years, we can do the 30th anniversary for Batman Returns.
Yep.
2022.
We still haven't talked, and we're getting close to the Comic-Con.
Oh, don't worry. We got plans for Comic-Con.
Yeah.
The Comic-Con. All right.
So we're now going to get to the pop culture section. I want to go... We're not doing E3 because Wes's brother once again bailed on us because he had to go to the gym.
His abs must hurt.
His abs really must hurt.
Piece of shit.
So there was a rumor floating around that at D23, Disney's going to announce their live-action Hercules remake.
Yeah.
And there's some alleged casting choices.
The one there are
and two alleged directors are up for it, and I gotta say I'm not happy because look, the animated Hercules is like underrated and one of the best movies I've done in the last 30 years.
Yeah,
so I really like it.
We just showed my son Zach Blu-ray. That a couple months ago.
We own it on Blu-ray.
Do you?
Yeah,
nice.
Christina loves that movie.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's
we've
some
talked about who some, should be in who well, should be in.
Some dude from Vikings is gonna be Hercules, which I'm neutral on.
Oh,
but the Meg and Hades castings, I'm like, what the fuck are we doing here? Amber Heard is alleged to be cast as Meg.
Yeah, why do they keep giving her chances?
I don't know. She's the Scott Eastwood of actresses.
I like Scott Eastwood.
But he's always the eighth best thing he's in. At best.
She's like so bland as fuck though.
I know.
But the guy from Vikings. I know you didn't really want
I just said I'm neutral. I wasn't bashing because I have no
the
opinion.
Guy that, is the main character or is it the,
no,
is it the brother or the son?
The son.
The
yeah.
son. Oh, the, no. He was
yeah.
in he was in the
he
first.
Was in
yes.
Yeah.
I wish him well. I just said I have no opinion because I don't really have a experience with him.
Okay, well.
And then for Hades, they're looking at Benedict Cumberbatch, which I think that's wrong.
Yeah, you can't do Doctor Strange like that.
Well, no, not even like that. It's because, like, Hades is supposed to be, like, an oil... He's supposed to be James Woods, just a slick, scumbag oil salesman. So my picks would have been, like, Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. Or if they really want to be in heat check mode, Robert Downey Jr. would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be good.
Right?
Yeah.
Just Tony Stark, but he's just a dick.
Benedict. Cumberbatch.
Just say Sherlock.
Sorry.
Just think of eggs, Benedict.
Yeah, right. I don't know. He's, like, fine, but...
I don't think he can do it. Like, this wouldn't be fun.
Yeah.
And then the two directors are looking at were Gore Verbinski, who you might know. He won an Oscar for directing Rango. He did the Three Pirates movies, the first Ring movie.
I'm okay with that.
Oh,
it's fun. Doable.
I know, but well, I'm getting there. And then the other one's Tarsem Singh, who... did The Cell. Damn it, what's that movie Justin likes with it's like the Gladiator.
Immortals,
there we go. Justin only likes like five movies and that's one of them. Yeah, Immortals.
God, I remember when he was so proud he bought that movie.
He was the only one that saw Immortals.
No, he wasn't. I watched it with them.
That's
with my
true,
brother.
Too.
Yeah,
I know
you
brought it up my house.
Yeah.
Like,
we've all watched it with them.
I feel like I will never forget it. I feel like he was just excited to be in a movie theater because he met us there.
Your brother?
No, Andrew was there with us.
Oh.
But then Justin showed up late and he comes up and we wait. We were like trying to like.
Oh,
wait.
You guys saw it in theaters?
Yes.
Oh,
we saw it in
wow.
theaters.
That's
so there was
in
me.
Theater too.
Really?
Yeah, there was me, Andrew, and Anthony.
Justin and one other person, that was it.
Yeah, and then Justin comes in late, and Andrew's like, and I are trying to flag him over, and he just does this big wave, like,
just this huge one of those, just like so excited. And I was like, I think he's just kind of, I don't know why he got awestruck by the movie before the movie even
played. He loved Clash of the Titans, like the remake. And we,
that's not a good. I don't like
it's that. Not a good movie.
Yeah, it's not good at all. The second one
is worse.
Yes. Wrath
anyway, is worse. So those are the two picks that are allegedly in the running for it.
Allegedly.
So I don't know. Gore Verbinski, I'd rather do, but if it's going to be a musical, I'd rather them try someone else because, you know.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why didn't they keep giving Amber Heard, like.
Work?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's just. Because
she's
like,
cute.
I mean,
that's it. She's just eye candy on a camera.
Is she though? Like, I don't know.
She's not bad looking.
I didn't say she's bad looking.
I mean, what's she doing wrong?
I'm not gonna lie. The only reason I cared about her character at all in the Aquaman was because of what she was wearing.
But I mean, she's just like.
I wanted more of her dad because it was Dolph Lundgren.
She just looks like all-American, like,
that's just going over your head, like, you want to see some more Dolph Lundgren, okay, all right. Well,
compared to Amber Heard, yes.
Okay.
But go on, sorry. I'm gonna get off.
Oh, she just looks like a typical blonde girl. Like,
I think she's pretty, but I'm saying is the reason...
I think she's pretty.
No, I'm a brunette guy, so it doesn't matter, but, I'm just saying that the reason that she keeps getting casted is there's obviously some kind of draw to, like, is there?
I don't think she's been in anything good. Has she?
Well, I don't think so.
Or she just threatens to beat them up.
Oh.
She was also married
too
to
soon.
That too.
Yeah.
It might be, Disney's like, hey, man, we'll cover half of the expense. We're really sorry about Pirates 5.
Yeah.
We were really sorry about having Pirates 5.
Yeah, I don't get that. Her and, Stewart.
Who I didn't watch the Charlie's Angels trailer yet, but she's in it.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Who laughed?
Like,
I understand they're doing reboots, but you're just gonna kill that Ruby reboot.
Well, every time they try to reboot it, because they had that like TV show. Too.
7 episodes, baby.
Yeah.
Minka Kelly's star died that day.
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah. Like Charlie's Angels is supposed to be like these three good-looking women and. I'm sorry, Kristen Stewart is not good looking.
Well, besides,
she's not even a good actress.
Yeah, she's a horrible actress. And then the girl who played Princess Jasmine, she's like super bland as well.
I think they should reboot. Hear me out, okay?
I'm listening.
Hear me out. They reboot, and I will go see this.
Uh huh.
Just
sell it already, damn it.
Just Charlie's Angels. Older and better than ever. And
well,
it's just all old. Like seriously, like what's that old
like
TV
red?
Show?
Huh?
No, I'm thinking more like the Golden Years or the
Golden
Golden
Girls.
Super old as shit.
It's
so funny.
You don't look
it great.
I think you only have two of them left though.
Well, no, I'm not saying you have one.
Really?
Oh, maybe the southern chick is alive.
Jacqueline Smith. I think Jacqueline Smith's still alive.
Yeah. Because obviously the mother's
Fawcett's
passed away.
Gone.
And then
Farrah Fawcett's gone.
Yeah.
She shares a death day with Michael Jackson. That's tough. Mm. That's tough because you're never going to get that. Never going to be like, oh yeah, Farrah Fawcett died today too.
Oh yeah, happy 10-year anniversary of that.
Yeah.
I was at Disneyland when I found out Michael Jackson was dead.
How appropriate.
I was in the airport.
I was watching the NBA draft.
I was at Disneyland in Toontown.
Wow.
And we said that and everyone was like, what the heck?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Oof.
Yeah, we're in line for Roger Rabbit.
What a place to find out. That's
I know.
Very
it's
appropriate.
Hey,
huh?
It's your fault.
It's your fault.
Bad karma.
Moving on.
Sorry,
where's my movie, damn it?
Well, I did also want to say one thing for Meg, in case you're like, well, who would you have cast? Rachel Brosnahan from that Marvel's Mrs. Maisel show.
Yes, that would be
amazing.
She's really funny.
Yeah.
No, she's good. She's funny, and she's like quick-witted. And
she seems like Meg.
Yeah, totally.
Say it, you know you want to. Shut
what?
Up, Meg.
Shut up.
All right, moving on. Over the weekend, Allie and I took our daughter to see Toy Story 4 for her first movie.
Oh, how'd she do?
It went all right. I mean, she made it through. She pretty much got to the finish line.
Yeah, and then she was like, oh, I need to go potty, so then I had to.
But she was in her seat. She thought the whole experience was pretty cool.
Like, halfway through, she was like, okay, I'm done watching this. I was like, oh, we can't leave yet. But I felt like it was mediocre.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I know you
liked
it.
I liked it a lot.
But Like, I felt like the third one was just a good ending.
True.
Like, I felt like this one, like, I don't really care about, like, the characters.
Okay.
Like, the other characters. Or, like, should I do spoiler alert?
No, we're not spoiling it.
Oh, okay. Well, I just didn't really care about the characters. No one else was really in it besides Woody. So...
That's not true. Key and Peele were great.
Yeah, I mean, they were fine.
God, but... way to spoil it.
Shut up. But anyway, that leads us into what I wanted to do, our Pixar top five. Oh, actually, real quick. With Toy Story 4, that's the last sequel they're going to be doing for a long time. Like, because they have two originals out next year. They have that Onward movie that we talked about.
Yeah.
And then they have a new one they announced from the guy who made Inside Out, Monsters, Inc., and Up, who's also now the head of Pixar, because John Lasseter got fired.
Yep.
On his ass. On his fat Hawaiian shirted ass. It's a movie called Soul, or I guess it's going to take place like on Earth and space, and it's about the answer for life's questions. That's the log line. They didn't say anything else or who was in it yet. But it comes out in June.
Honestly, did they record our conversation in that motel in Torrance?
Oh my god. There's a lot
there. 10 years ago?
Oh my god. Maybe.
What did you guys do in a hotel in Torrance?
It was me, Grant, Rye, and Wes. We just took a vacation.
Oh,
we went to a
nice little getaway.
We did.
We went to the cottage and everything.
We went to the Econo Lodge in beautiful downtown Torrance.
Yeah.
Because
listen to the couples fighting above us and beside us.
Watching Lilo and Stitch on a TV with no sound, waiting for a Domino's pizza that never got there.
Oh, yeah.
And they were across the street.
Yeah. With the purple dildo outside the window.
Mm-hmm. Anywho.
Yeah, it was great, dude. And we're just laying there in bed, like... It was only, what, one bed?
It was one bed.
One bed, so
we were on the floor.
Weirder and weirder.
Two people slept in the bed, and two people slept
on
the floor.
I was on the floor with you, and then Ryan and Grant were in the bed.
Yeah. And it's just dead quiet, and you hear Grant go, "Hey, Chauncey, what's the meaning of life?" And then 2 seconds later, the couple next to us start arguing out in the hall. Oh,
they made
great.
Up before too. We're really
wrong. Oh yeah, it was great.
Anywho, so anyway, Pixar's moving into a whole new phase. They just want to do originals for the next decade. So I figured we'd do our Pixar top five, starting with our honorable mention. Did you want to do Katie's honorable mention since she's not here?
Yeah.
You're not playing because you don't like animated movies.
Because you're a failure.
I've seen Pixar's.
Good. You don't count.
Okay.
All right, what's Katie's honorable mention?
So, my wife's honorable mention is Finding Nemo.
Oh, okay, that's my number five.
Ooh, okay. We're going to shake up the list then.
Well, no, but that's good. If we overlap, that way we can all just talk about it at once and move on.
Exactly, so going from five to one.
With Nemo, I really enjoyed, I really love it because it's a good parenting. It's a good movie about parenting.
Yeah, plus you got Crush in it. Crush and Squirt.
You got Crush, you got Squirt.
Hall of Shark.
Hall of Fame, Ellen DeGeneres' performance is Dory.
Yep.
Marlin's great.
Going from five to one, it's for her Cars.
That's first number Cars. One?
No, it's number five.
Oh, it's her number five?
Yeah, from five to one.
Oh. Yeah. What's your number? What was your honorable mention?
I had to write that down.
Alright, yours? Alright,
so my honorable mention... Mm-hmm. Is The Incredibles / Wall-E.
Alright. The Incredibles is my number one. So we'll talk about it. Why do you like The Incredibles?
It's just a fun movie. it's a great concept in terms of, like, you know, the heroes, like, heroism being banned, and they have to get real jobs, and then, it's a nice different take
it's
on
a good
superhero movie.
It's a good movie about marriage. It's a good movie about being in a family.
Yeah.
A lot of really good jokes about suburban life.
Yeah.
Really fun invert on superhero lore. The cape bit is great.
Yeah. No capes.
Mm-hmm.
And the mole, baby.
Ew. Or Edna Mode.
Edna Mode, sorry.
And Syndrome's whole arc is pretty cool, too, because that aged really well, especially with where internet fandom has gone.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's also a stealth, kick-ass James Bond movie.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, yeah. It's a stealth, really awesome Bond movie. Yeah. Like, Brad Bird fucking rules. So that's my number one. That's your honorable mention. Wally, what about Wally?
Wally's just... It's a cute movie. That's the sucker in me. It's just a fun, cute
because Wally is my honorable mention, too.
Yeah. It's a nice, like, little love story. Mm-hmm. And especially at the end with the the blobs of the human race just figuring out how to walk again. That was great. That cracks me up.
Seems to be where we're going.
Yep. Yeah. Very prescient. The first half hour is dope because it's a really good silent movie. Yeah. And Wally and Eva are dancing in space. It's visually stunning.
Yep.
Yeah, so, all right.
And you get the fire extinguisher, so.
Yep.
I like Toy Story. That's my number one.
Oh, well, we're starting from the bottom, but okay.
Oh, just kidding. Sorry.
Spoiler.
Probably Up, I guess, then.
Okay.
Because Up is cute. It's fucking sad, though,
the first 10 minutes are rough.
Yeah. I mean, that's a typical Pixar movie, though. They kill your dreams in the first 10 minutes, and then the rest of the time is like, oh, we're going to rebound super hard for you guys.
So Katie's number five was Cars. I don't think that's on any of our lists, so we can... Was that on yours?
Yeah.
Oh, really? What did Cars make it on yours?
Number four.
Really?
Yeah.
We just, like, watched that second one recently, and...
Oh, the second one's garbage.
That was... Yeah, where the fuck did they come up with that concept? Because that was...
Well, you didn't like Mater as an accidental spy?
Yeah, I was like, what's this? Because I had to check. I was like, Cars too, right?
Yeah. I wanted to say, like... That came out the same year, like, a James Bond movie came out, and they're like, hey, guys, let's try and compete with James Bond.
That's partially
the Cars version of it.
Yeah, it was weird.
Partially why Rango won the Oscar that year, because Pixar just punted.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it, here's Cars 2. We already had Toy Story 3 a year before. You'll come out.
Exactly.
And people did, because kids love Cars for some reason.
Cars is a good movie.
What was your five? Number five?
My number five is Monsters, Inc.
That's my number four.
2319, baby.
Love Monsters, Inc. It's probably the most one of the most rewatchable Pixar movies.
Yeah.
Great world building.
Yep.
Great story about innovation.
Not to mention, oh god, what's her name?
Celia?
No, number one for the
season. Roz.
There we go, Roz. I have a Roz at work that sounds, they both sound exactly the same.
But it's one of their best buddy movies.
Yeah.
It's great. Like, the whole concept is great.
And it's a great ride at California Adventure.
I haven't been on that. That's, like, the only California Adventure ride I haven't been on since they redid the park.
Yeah. Well, they're redoing it now for Marvel Land, too.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick. Okay. Because I'm leaving.
Okay.
I'm going to just do five, and I'm not going to put them in order. Okay, I'm just going to say them.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is for me. Because I'm not a good judge. So, for me, personally, mm-hmm. Bug's Life.
Wow!
I liked it.
I was not prepared for someone else.
Yeah, Bugs Life. Ratatouille.
That's my number three.
What was the other ones? Oh, Monsters, Inc. I like that one, too. Cars. And there's a big one. Oh, Coco. I like Coco a lot. So
Coco's good. Coco's great.
So. I love the drink, yeah.
Hot Coco?
Yeah, see.
All right. Bye, everybody. By the way, what's good? Swamp Thing. I'm watching it. It's good.
It got canceled.
I know.
Bye, Brian. Love you.
Bye.
All right. What was your five?
Probably. Sorry,
No, you're fine.
Yeah, way to put us on the spot. Sure, we had 2 weeks to come up with this list, but way to put us on the spot.
Well, I mean, he just told me last night, and then
I believe it.
Like, oh, okay. Probably, like, Brave. I like Brave.
Brave's underrated. I will say, like, I hadn't really seen it until Sophie started wanting to watch it. And you know what? It took a lot of shit, and I don't understand why.
That's my wife's number two.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's,
I like it.
It's solid. You know, it's solid.
I mean, I did, like, I saw it when it first came out. I took my nieces, who I don't know how old they were at the time. But it was kind of... I did think that it was kind of scary for a little kid.
Yeah.
With the
bear.
Or dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, one of my nieces... I mean, granted, she is kind of, like, a scaredy cat. But she was like, oh, the bears. and stuff. But I feel like it's, you know, it's a good movie about, like, you know, following your own path.
Mother-daughter dynamic.
Right, yeah, there's no love interest. It's more just, like, it's a family dynamic.
Right.
So, yeah.
Plus the three little brothers are just delightful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Green.
See, so it's Katie's number three, I think.
We skipped four.
Oh, sorry, what's her four?
Her four is Monsters, Inc.
Okay, we covered that.
Yeah, my four is Cars. We covered that.
Mm-hmm.
We can move up to three.
You got a four?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with those. Probably, though, to back up, like, honorable mention, The Good Dinosaur was actually pretty good. It was, like, sad, though, but it was good.
Yeah, I'd say that's more, like, especially with Arlo's journey, like, being the runt of the, I don't want to say the runt of the litter, but, like, the runt of the hatch, so it's dinosaurs. I'll be here all night, guys. that was one movie that, like, yeah, it was sad the first 10 minutes, but it was kind of sad throughout the entire movie.
I know, I agree.
It was a different change of pace for Pixar.
Yeah, I felt like it was, it was cute, and then, when his dad died, that was so sad.
Yeah.
That's one of their messier movies, too, because, like, they had to, like, scrap it, like, mid-movie and then just, like, completely rebuild it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was, like, a really, because they had a whole voice, they scrapped the whole voice cast. It was one of those, like, they just never could get it right, and then that's why it kind of didn't do as well, just because, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it came out the same year as Inside Out, which almost mentioned.
Yeah.
And it didn't quite do quite as well, because, like, no one really was into it.
I kind of, like, Inside Out was good, but I feel like it's kind of overrated.
Oh, I love,
like,
Inside Out.
I know, I like you. I mean, I know that you like it. Obviously, I like you, yeah.
I would hope so.
You have your moments.
Yeah. but I know you like it a lot, but I felt like it was good, but it was, I totally felt like it was overrated, though.
Okay.
Like, it's not something that I would...
It's not as rewatchable as the other ones.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, I love Lewis Black's character.
Anger?
Yeah.
Well, Phyllis from The Office is great as Sadness.
Yeah.
And then Amy Poehler, just the shit, as Joy.
As anything, yeah.
And Richard Kind is Bing Bong. Bing Bong.
Yeah, that was sad.
That was very sad.
Yeah, that was, I think I cried.
Let's see.
I think we're moving on up to three.
Yep.
Speaking of three, for my wife, the movie is Up.
Okay.
Yeah. So, my...
Up's a really good movie about grief and moving on.
Yeah.
And it is really sad, too.
Yeah. It's sad, but it's also kind of, like, touching,
when
too.
When he reads the book, and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My number three is Toy Story 2.
Ooh, that's my number two.
Yeah. And...
That's...
I like it just because of the... the Buzz Lightyear encounters.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, that's just great with the whole aisle, and he's like, oh god, did I really sound like that? Yeah. Like, just great.
Oh, that's that whole thing, the whole, just the whole Al Toy Barn bit is great.
Yeah.
Just the Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and you have, it's really cool, like, no, like, finding out Woody is like a Howdy Doody, like, back in the day.
Yeah.
There's all that memorabilia.
Oh, and then Jesse.
Jesse. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god, the She Love Me song.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right in the feels, dude.
Like,
yeah.
That's rough. Kelsey Grammer as a Stinky Pete is pretty great.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of tip their hand that he's a villain because you're like, well, it's Sideshow Bob, so.
Yeah.
But still. Wayne Knight is great as Al.
Yep. Yeah. And it's great to see, what's the repair guy?
Jerry?
Yeah.
From Jerry's Game?
Yeah.
Nice! Yeah.
So.
No, but it really does. The other movies touch on the same theme that Toy Story 2 does, where it's like, well, what happens when they grow up? So they do that really well.
Yeah.
So yeah, Toy Story 2 is amazing. That's my number two.
Yep.
My number three is probably Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like it's...
immensely rewatchable.
Oh, yeah, yep. Totally.
Especially if you're a parent. Now that we're parents, it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that was pretty hot for a while with us. Especially like when you are parents, you know, you want to protect them and stuff, and you're like, oh no, don't do that, don't do this. What are you doing? And then our daughter is very much fiery personality, where she's like, oh, you don't want me to touch that, I'm gonna touch it,
I'm gonna do it anyway.
So yeah.
Oh yeah, I love Finding Nemo. Finding Dory's not bad either.
Yeah, it was cute. It definitely wasn't as good though as Finding Nemo.
No,
but yeah, I agree.
All right, what's Katie's number two?
Her number two is Brave.
Okay, yeah, sorry, we went to Brave.
Yeah, my number two is Finding Nemo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Forgot my number three is Ratatouille.
Okay.
Let me just put on my cape for Ratatouille. I really think it's like one of their best movies. I fucking love Ratatouille. Oh, you want some water? Okay, sorry. Yeah, I know. First of all, great Patton Oswalt performance.
Yeah, I mean,
it's fantastic. The way they do the lighting for Paris is fantastic. The whole story about following your dreams is pretty good. They infuse a lot of old school Disney cartoon stuff in it, like when he's tasting all the stuff and like all the combinations.
Yeah.
Peter O'Toole as Anton Ego. Holy crap, what a performance. It's because it's a Brad Bird Pixar movie, it's more adult. Like he did the Incredibles movies as well. So
I feel like I don't really remember. Like I think the first time I'd ever seen it was with you.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I really dig it. Like, you know, finding out like what you're, you know, don't let your background or anything stop you from getting to where you want to be. The Linguini as a puppet was pretty fantastic, pretty great.
Yeah.
His brother who eats like nothing but garbage is pretty cool. Emil.
Yeah. I'd rather eat the garbage than anything you cook. Like, it's great.
And the food just looks amazing.
Yeah.
Like, my God.
Yeah, animated food.
I know, but you're like, dude, like it looks so good.
Yeah.
Like they do a real, and then you're doing a really good job showing kitchen dynamics. Janine Garofalo, by the way, that's probably the best thing she's been in.
Okay.
She's the French chick.
Excuse me, Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion.
All right, it's on the Mount Rushmore along with Mystery Men and either Reality Bites or. I guess that's it.
What about
Muscle of Dogs? Honestly, I can't.
You need Truth About Cats and Dogs?
Oh, whatever.
Muscle Dogs is the Ann Lane one, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't badmouth the High School Reunion movie because every time that's on,
funny.
Katie,
yeah, it's
Katie
funny.
Watches that. I just forgot
I
the first part
love
of it.
That movie.
Like every so time funny. It's on, she watches it.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, isn't there anything else on? I've seen this a million times.
It's 20 years old now, I think, right? 99?
I don't know, but it's bomb.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think, what's your number two?
Probably Toy Story 3.
Oh, my God.
Like, it gets you in the
field. The last 15 minutes is rough.
Yeah, you know, seriously.
Like, when you're going into the...
They accept the death.
Yeah.
Like, because the first time I saw it, I did cry. And then the first time we rewatched it, well, the first couple times we rewatched it with Sophie... I totally cried, and it was just, or like just the ending also with Andy when he's just like, no, what? Like, how do you get in there with Woody? And like,
well, he's giving them all like, hey, this is
the introduction.
Like,
oh, yeah.
And it just like breaks your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they should have just ended there.
Yeah, I mean,
the Toy Story was like the
perfect.
Oh, ending. Yeah, the toys, and that too, actually. Yeah, the, Tunes?
Yeah, you know, like the like Buzz Guy and Party Saurus Rex. All those are cute.
Isn't that wasn't that with the Toy Story of Horror?
No,
the third one.
Yeah,
no, that was with the Halloween one.
Yeah, Toy Story of Horror.
Oh, I thought you said Toy Story 4.
Oh no, well we're not talking about the Toy Story of Horror. So. But yeah, that's I do like that. Like Jesse Finds a Way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, all those little shorts are really good though in the with the Halloween one. But yeah, the third one is just like
Michael Keaton.
Yeah. For Ken.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's just super cute all the way through, and then you're just like, oh yeah, what are they gonna do? And then to find out. And you can totally picture that when you're like, Or if you've been in a daycare, you know, you're like, oh, this looks nice. Yeah. And then with little kids, it's like a fucking disaster zone and things are everywhere. And you're like, oh, I just, like, clean this. And so, yeah.
That's, we're all living that.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Katie's number one?
Toy Story 3.
Okay.
My number one is Up.
Okay. Wow. All right.
And it's got different meaning in terms of, like, we discussed earlier. Uh-huh. But this is the first movie that I saw with my wife.
That's right. That's like right when you guys started dating.
That was our date night movie.
Oh.
First time she cried in front of me.
The magical summer of 2009. That was solid 2009. Yeah. Except for X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
No.
The one dark movie like he had to do. But I get it.
Well, you know.
I didn't like that one where he was in Asia.
How dare you? The Wolverine's awesome.
Yeah, that was a good... Like, that's probably one of, like, the best arcs for the character in the comics.
It was, like, a solid 90s action movie.
Yeah.
Like, that shit would have been on TNT, like, on a loop.
Well, I remember TNT. It was just random when he hooked up with that Asian chick. Or that girl.
Well, he had to move on from Jean Grey.
I don't know. I mean, that other girl who helped him out, like, she was cool. But... I don't know, it was so long ago, I don't really remember, but I just was like...
I saw that bootleg Dollar Theater with Brian and Christina.
Oh.
I love the end teaser, where they finally show the yellow suit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would have been great, just to see him once.
I know.
And that.
Well, you saw the teaser for Days of Future Past at the airport?
Yeah.
That was cool. All right, what's your number one? Mine was The Incredibles, by the way.
Toy Story. Like, I just love... Toy Story.
Yeah. They're all good.
Yeah. That one, I feel like, well, and we do watch it on repeat many times.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, Brian's right there.
Right. but that's just, like, my favorite. That one I could do. That one and, like, Monsters, Inc. I could probably do all the time.
Because we do.
Yeah, we do.
I do want to shout out Monsters University, though. And the early days of the podcast, I mentioned it to Gabe and Mondo, because they're like, no, it sucks. I'm like, no, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good.
That's one between Toy Story and Monsters University are set on a loop. Like, we have Monsters... We bought Toy Story 4, or Toy Story on our Apple TV, and then we recorded Monsters University on...
It's pretty funny.
And it's just... It gets... one of those movies at least gets watched once a day.
Yeah, that's good.
So...
All right. let's just finish it. Close it out.
Wreck-It Ralph's not in there.
No, it says Disney.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
That's why they made that joke in Ralph Breaks the Internet. Yeah. Oh, no. We don't understand what she says either. She's from the other studio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's close it out with what's good. What's good, Wes?
So, now that I finished Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I've been looking for my next project.
Yeah.
And I was going to start Into the Shadows, but...
What We Do in the Shadows.
Whatever. I would know the title if someone gave me the login
before
I
started.
Well, yeah, I have it now, exactly. But I started Barry.
Woohoo!
For HBO, and I'm on season 2 now.
Uh-huh. What episode?
Episode 3?
Oh my god, wait till you get the fifth one.
Yeah,
episode 3. Because, the episode I just finished up is Feuds is working with the detective to try and get Barry to slip up.
Uh-huh. So what do you think so far?
Oh, it's great. I love it. Like, I love the fact that, like, Bill Ayers playing this struggling actor / assassin.
I know.
And I love the, I forget his name, but the,
acting teacher?
No.
Stapler?
Is it him? The bald guy?
NoHo Hank?
Yeah, there we
go. He's the best.
Yeah. Like, who brings a camera to a hit? Like, like that was great in season 1.
Am I evil? Yeah, man. Do I not tell you enough?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like, I love how oblivious he is. It's just great.
Just his fashion choices are perfect.
Yeah.
It's so perfect.
Like, the towards the end of season 1 where he's wearing the short shorts at the house. And,
God, I can't wait for you to see that fifth episode.
Yeah.
Like, it's a Hall of Fame, man.
I'll probably watch it maybe tomorrow.
Well, what's your project after Barry? Is that when you get to do What We Do in the Shadows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that I have the login.
Yeah.
Well, What We Do in the Shadows is funny.
Allie and I saw, aside from Toy Story 4, we also saw The Dead Don't Die.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Good Lord, was that funny and weird.
Yeah, it was right.
What a cast. Bill Murray, you have Bill Murray, Adam Driver.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was like, which one is that?
Chloe Sevigny, Tilda Swinton, RZA, Tom Waits, Ariana Grande.
She was not in it. It was Selena Gomez.
Shit. That's right, Selena Gomez. Sorry.
How do you get those two mixed up?
I don't know, man. I'm getting punchy.
Okay, these two people I totally get messed up. Not Austin Butler or Cord Overstride or whatever. They, like, look like twins.
Oh, the Caleb Banshee from X-Men First Class is in it.
Okay.
Bunch of just random people. And it's a zombie movie.
Yeah, that's the one
Danny Glover's in it.
Bill Murray and...
Adam Driver are cops.
Yeah.
There's a zombie apocalypse coming.
Yeah.
Except Adam Driver, like... I know I say this to you all the time. He's just always going to be Adam from Girls. Because I just, like, can't get him...
Well...
Or in Star Wars, I just can't take you seriously. And I don't feel like he's good at it.
Oh...
But in that one movie,
What If? The one with Harry Potter and Zoe Kazan?
Yeah, he was like so fucking funny in that.
Oh yeah, it's
because he was basically.
It's funny. A weird ass movie.
Okay.
Like it really throws some curves at you. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like even in the first 10 minutes, you're like, okay, this is what we're doing. All right. I'd also like to shout out. I took my nieces to see Godzilla finally. Finally. And it was awesome. I really wish it would have made more money, because it was what I wanted, man. I just, my only complaint is that Mothra and Rodan didn't get much to do.
Well, and I love the fact that when the critics were, like, when the reviews came out, they're like, oh, well, it's just a terrible, terrible movie. It's like, you're not there for a story, like...
Yeah,
you're there for monsters fighting.
Look, half of them are like, you find out like the corporation are like insect aliens. It's fine, like whatever. You just need to get from point A to point B.
Exactly.
I'm fine.
Let's just see some monsters throw down.
It was cool seeing, like, I never thought I'd see like a $100 million production with King Ghidorah and Rodan and Mothra and a whole bunch of other like random monsters.
What, you didn't like the people in the costumes in the 60s?
Well, no, I love those, but I'm just like, holy crap, but this is like, they took it seriously.
Yeah.
And Tywin Lannister as the bad guy was awesome.
I could see him as the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. He's an...
I mean, he was a bad guy in Game of Thrones, but what, you know.
That's his thing, he's a character actor.
Yeah.
So that was cool. TV-wise, I haven't caught up on Big Little Lies yet, but I've heard it's delightful.
Yeah, that's one thing my wife Katie's watching.
Yeah.
I'd like to shout out Christina on the Coast on HGTV.
What is this show even about? I've like seen clips
I'm
of
sure it's
video.
About house flipping or something.
I mean, like, honestly, it is kind of weird for like HGTV, because like they would typically do just like straightforward like renovation, whatever, or like whatever house stuff. But
it still cracks me up that you guys watch HGTV.
You know, before I was like, when my mom would watch it, I'd be like, in my head, I'm like, why the fuck are you watching this? Like, this is so goddamn boring. And now I'm just like, that's like all I watch.
I know, it cracks me up.
Or like, you know, you're like, what are you doing? You know, Jane putting the tile with that flooring. What are you thinking? What kind of resale value is that? So you just get like so into it. But yeah, it's actually kind of like a weird mixture, because it's kind of like reality TV. Because, you know, when they got divorced, Christina and Tarek got divorced, their flipping show, like, it kind of evolved a little bit more into like reality TV, because they had to like deal with that. And her show is definitely a little bit like that as well.
Every time I watch it, just seems like a bunch of people who aren't really her friends kiss her ass about how she's like done their house well.
Kind of a little bit, yeah.
Because like she just seems like she has really no friends.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's so weird that, I mean, I guess like if you're going to be on TV getting your hair and makeup done, but like I feel like she just. I don't know. That seems like it would be an Orange County kind of thing, though, too.
She's very Orange County.
Where you just, like, get your makeup done just because. And you're like, why? But whatever. Or I'm like, do you do that every day? Like, does... Because her friend comes over and she's like, oh, are we doing long or short hair today? And you're like, do you do this every day or what? What's up with that? But anyways, so it's a little bit like what's going on in her life. She has, like, a new boyfriend who's hot and British. They're, like, moving in together. She's trying to sell her house.
I saw Tarek got a new agent. He's, like, got new representation, so he's coming back.
Yeah, actually, I think he's having his own show too soon. Because I follow him on Instagram.
That's the call, I don't need you.
Yeah.
Or we'll come in under budget this time, jackass.
Yeah, sometimes she's not as bad as that Vegas girl, though.
Oh, that show.
Because that show's like...
That's the show they make fun of on South Park with white people flipping houses.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I'm an MMA fighter in my spare time, but I also flip houses.
I know. Well, I like him, but, like, she's so fucking gaudy. But anyway, so then, yeah, she finds, like, kind of mini projects to do with, like, people. Like, in the first episode, she did her friend's, like, kitchen and, like, dining room, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She did this, male couple's, their, like, bathroom, their, like, master suite. She did, like, this other couple's kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, but it's, like, integrated with what's going on in her life.
Okay.
But I don't know, like, I don't really like her, but I just, like, watch it.
Okay.
I kind of, like, hate watch, I guess.
I gotcha.
Like, she's kind of annoying, but whatever.
That's fine.
But I am just, like, fascinated in general with HGTV.
Last thing I'll do.
Like,
sorry.
Sorry, hold on. Jesus. with that Chicago one. Windy City. That was like a train wreck that you just couldn't look away from.
Yeah, that one got dark.
I know. Because every episode was like, they didn't sell it, but it's still... and you're like,
still
okay.
On the market.
It's like, oh my god, you're that much in the hole on this? And just sitting... Oh my god.
And they were like million-dollar properties, and you're just like, oh god. Yeah. And just like, shit would hit the fan like every episode and not really get better. Okay, sorry.
No, I just want to shout out one last thing because I forgot to mention it when we last did an episode. The season four finale of Billions. That'll be a fun project for you.
Oh yeah.
Someday.
Probably the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it's an easy binge. You get Metallica in episode 3.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah, Axe goes to a Metallica show on a whim, sweet. And then he hangs out in the backstage with Metallica, and they just like shoot the shit. Anyway, but the season 4 was pretty awesome. I'm really excited for season 5. I can't wait for it next year.
There you go.
Yeah. So fun.
What? I like want to watch that and that Power, that 50 Cent show. Mainly just because I like 50 Cent.
Maybe they get stars again.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry.
No, I'm just saying. And then, alright, so next week, there's probably going to be no NFL news.
Hey, you never know.
Well, the NBA free agency levies break on Sunday, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
But I'm guaranteeing you there's going to be no NFL stuff. maybe we'll be able to talk about Spider-Man in some capacity, because that comes out next week.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
The word on the street is pretty positive.
Yep.
Stranger Things comes back on July 4th. I'm going to try to find a clever countdown thing for 4th of July stuff. I don't know what we'll do for it, but... I'm going to do a fun game since it'll probably be kind of a dead pop culture week next week, I imagine.
What are you talking about? It's a 3-year anniversary of Pokemon Go.
Oh my god.
Well, the Harry Potter one just came out, so...
Is there Harry Potter over Pokemon Go?
Yeah, it's Wizards Unite.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, so it's now Pokemon versus Harry Potter.
Are you still playing Pokemon?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
it's just you?
No, play down the valley. There's a big community.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Big community.
Well, we'll talk more about that. Whatever else happens. Like I said, I'm expecting it to be a slow week, so I'll have some fun games planned.
There we go.
Because you know, next week's the holiday, so everyone's going to be taking it off.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Well,
taking it all off.
Yeah. Anyway, have a great week, guys. Say good night.
Good night.
Bye.